There's a product out of Sweden that many people are saying allows you to look stylish and be safe. Founder of the company, Hevding, Anna Haupt, joins us by phone to describe the device that is a scarf turned into a helmet. Thanks for being here. Tell me, how did you get the idea for something like this?
It actually started with a law that was introduced in Sweden making it mandatory for all children up to 15 years to use bicycle helmets. And there was a big debate going on whether this law should include also adults. And we didn't use bicycle helmets then, neither me or my colleague Therese. We ended up with asking ourselves, maybe we have to do something about this problem with traditional helmets. Why aren't people using them? And why is it so scary to hear of this law coming about bicycle helmets? And we decided to give it a try to see if it was possible to make a helmet that was so attractive so that people would start using bicycle helmets by free will instead. So that was the starting point for us.
How does it work?
It's a collar that you wear on your neck. So we actually asked people, I want to say, tell this first, we asked people what they wanted, and they said they wanted, in order to start using bicycle helmets, they wanted something invisible that didn't destroy their hair. So it was a lot about vanity as a starting point for us. But in the end, we came up with an airbag for your head, and the airbag technology itself is having a much more efficient shock absorbance capacity than conventional helmets have. So we ended up with a safety product that was given more safety for the people than the traditional helmets can give. But it's a collar that you wear on your neck. It has an on-off button, so you turn it on when you start cycling. And if you happen to be in an accident, the sensors that sense your and register your body movement 200 times a second recognize the accident movements and take a decision to inflate the airbag around your head. So the airbag will tear up the tear seam in the collar, and the airbag will inflate like a hood and protect your whole head and neck and parts of your face and chin as well.
What materials do you use?
We use the same airbag fabric as in cars, so it can withstand asphalt scrapes and glass splitter. The collar itself, the visual part of the product, is made of a water protective, dirt protective fabric and breathable fabric. And then we have a shell around the collar, so you can change the shell into different styles and patterns and make your outfit look perfect for your weather and climate and personal style.
And as people are picturing this, tell us what it looks like when it inflates.
When it inflates, it looks, I would say, like a three-dimensional hood in white. It's very fashionable, I would say, but also very, very shock absorbance efficient.
Yeah, and I should mention that the Wall Street Journal reports that a study by one of Sweden's main insurance companies finds that the airbag is up to five times that of an ordinary helmet. In a comparison they did with 12 traditional bike and skate helmets, the collar was found to be far superior at absorbing straight impacts, and that's pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah.
So what kind of people then are your customers? Are these people that are just kind of like leisure bike riders? Are these racers, kids, adults, who?
We decided immediately that we wanted to make a helmet that was for commuters and for city cycling bikers, and not particularly for the racing bikers, because they are good at using traditional helmets. And from the beginning, our goal was to make a helmet that was making more people use bicycle helmets. So, and the big problem was the commuters. So this is for regular people that are taking their bike to work, I would say, and to school and to the city.
What's been the reaction to it?
It's been enormous. We've had several times media contacting us from all over the world since 2010, and People from all over the world want to buy this product. Unfortunately, we can only sell it in Europe so far. We have a certification for Europe and for the European market, and we need national certifications for all different geographic areas that cost a lot of money and resources that we don't have right now. We're still a quite small company with a reputation that goes much faster than we can handle. But we are, of course, very happy to see that it actually, to me and to this is the proof of that it's always worth doing a lot of good research from the beginning. What is it that people actually want to have instead of start researching with some kind of high technology kind of product that you actually maybe don't know if it's needed? We started with a need, and then it took us 7 years to research and develop the actual technology needed for the product in the end.
So you mentioned that it is not yet sold in the U.S., and are there plans to, and what do you think the timetable might be?
We have a timetable for the U.S. market in approximately 2 to 3 years. But what's needed for the U.S. market is that we actually put our own staff in the U.S. for the certification process in the States. It's quite similar to the European version, but still it needs to be adapted in the same way as the European version had to be adapted from conventional helmets to airbag helmets. And in Europe, it took us 2.5 years to do that process. And we think that the American process might take the same time, more or less. So we don't have an answer on that right now, unfortunately.
Now, what about the cost? So it's being sold in Europe. So in euros, how much does it cost?
In euros, it costs $3.99. And hopefully, with bigger volumes, we will be able in the future to lower that price. But airbag technology is really expensive.
Yeah, and do you have any plans for any other safety devices that you might be building?
Of course, we have enormous plans. People told us when we started this company that what you're trying to do is impossible. And if it would have been possible, someone else would have done it already. But we showed to people that it was possible. And after those 7 years, with the goal of having this European certification as a proof that we actually did something that was impossible, We've put up new goals that are even greater, of course, but most of them confidential.
Anna Haupt, founder of the company Hevding, who makes a very specialized bike helmet like a collar. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.